Blog Talk Radio.
Ajalo room, winny winny, me be my answer. Afifi, jeje, efufu, leje, yawa, oya.
brother, sister Melody, what's going on? It's Brother Wisdom. All right, someone asked the question on the channel, how do you tap into or how do you make contact with the ancestors through your meditation? Or basically the question was, how do you make contact with the ancestors? Okay, the main thing that we need to remember is thought. Thought is the main key that connects to the ancestral energy. It's your thought, all right? Knowing that you are the bloodline of the ancestors, as well as you are the instrument or the being that the ancestors see as a way of carrying out what they had already prepared for us. Okay? So, you know, it's, you know, I prepared you a way. You know, now you just follow this way that I prepared. You know, you can just follow this road that was prepared by the ancestors. Okay. It's all about your thought. Okay? Remember, your thoughts travel 477 trillion miles per second. So it's all about the thought pattern. And when you're going into your meditative state, what you're doing is you're saying within, I'm tapping into ancestral energy. All right, that's the first thing you want to do. All right, you want to, in your meditation, you want to tap into ancestral energy. Okay, as you go into your meditation. And it's important that you say that with to yourself, I'm tapping into ancestral energy, because this is the energy that provides you with the power of the ancestors, okay? This is the energy that provides you with the power of the ancestors, okay? Highly important that you say this. I'm moving into ancestral energy, or I tap into ancestral energy, or I'm going into ancestral, however you want to say it. But basically, you want to go into the ancestral energy when you enter your mode of meditation. Okay. Now, the next thing that you want to do is I call upon the ancestors. Guide me, show me, you know, guide me this direction. Show me which way to go. Show me how to use the powers of old. You know, show me what to do. Show me what to get. Show me where to go. You know, these are the things that you want to do. So first you're tapping into your ancestral energy. Now you move and moving into the ancestral energy. Now you're, as you get into the ancestral energy, now you're talking to the ancestors, you know. So it's like you got to get on that wavelength, on the ancestral wavelength, and you'll feel your chakras, all right? Because your crown chakra and your third eye chakra are going to be activated. You're gonna feel that buzz in the middle of your head, as well as you're going to feel the sensation at the top of your head, okay? Your root chakra is going to heat up also, because you're tapping into the roots of nature, the roots of your heritage, okay? So it's highly important that you learn these methods, and it's easiest, and the main thing you want to do is you have to remember that you are the seed of the ancestors, all right? You may see some of their faces, you know? You may see some of their faces. You may hear their voices, you know? When I first started in my phase of meditation, I saw my ancestors, and that was one brother. He had locks everywhere, and he looked at me and smiled, you know. I tell you what, some years ago, because this came back, this was a vision that I had. Some years ago, I was in my meditative sleep, and in this dream I had, I was walking down this sidewalk, okay? I was walking down this sidewalk, and there was these tall buildings on both sides of me, of the sidewalk. These like old ancient buildings. They were like blackish, brownish gray, old ancient buildings. Big huge doors. Okay? And as I walked down the sidewalk, I got to like a crossroad. It was like a crossroad. And there was rain that came down. But the rain was, it was raining all around me. But it wasn't rain anywhere else. It was just raining all around me. And so I moved and went to the east, all right? Which, you know, I went to the east, which would have been the left thing. I was to the left. And I went closer to the ancient building that was on the left-hand side of me. And the rain followed me, and there, I stopped there, and it started raining again. So then I moved to the west, which I moved to the right. And there it was again. The rain was all around me. So then I moved forward, which would have been to the north, and there it was. The rain was all around me, but nowhere else. It was just raining all around me, just right there all around me. So it was really strange. And then out of the door came what you call an Anunnaki being. And this being looked like that being that was on Star Wars Clone War with Obi-Wan when it was looking at the clones, and the female being. This is the same being. Now take note, this is long before the Star Wars movie that came out. Alright, just take note. This is long before the Star Wars movie came out. And I saw the same exact being, and she looked at me and she said, "Here comes your angel." And as I looked up in the sky in this dream, there was a brother, long dreadlocks, sitting on a white chair, on a big white chair, and he was descending from the sky. And he walked over to me. You could just feel the energy around his locks. I mean, it was just powerful. And he walked over to me and he touched me. And that moment when he touched me, that was the most peaceful peace I have ever felt. And he smiled. And then he got back on his chair and ascended back into the sky. And to this day, I know that that was one of my ancestors, which was an ascended master. That was one of my ancestors, which was an ascended master, came, visited me, and was letting me know that I'm going to be all right no matter where I go. So this is the importance of tapping into the ancestral energy to find out who you are, locate your powers, locate your ancestors that are around you. Highly important that you tap into this. So it's all about you going to meditation, all right? Remember you said you go into meditation, and the first thing you want to do is you say, "I tap into this ancestral energy." Now you're tapping into that ancestral energy. All right, now you can feel that energy. Now you're moving into the ancestor, and I'm moving into the ancestor energy. And now you know, ancestors, show me where to go, show me what to do. You know, whatever questions you have for them, whatever questions you have for your ancestors. All right, it's important that you ask them and allow your ancestors to guide you. All right, because it's highly important. Without the guidance of the ancestors, you know, we can sometimes be lost, all right? Cosmos can guide us, but the cosmos would rather allow the ancestors to do their job, which is to guide us, to show us the way, all right? This is how you tap into that. This is how you make contact with the ancestors, all right? highly important all throughout your day. You know, ancestors, you know, teach me things that I've never known before. Give me something new. And you will all of a sudden begin to hear the teachings. You will hear the teachings just like that. And you know it's them talking to you because they will be giving you a lesson for you to write down and share with someone else. Because when you get information from the ancestors, you just don't take the information and lay with it. You've got to share it, because that's all about sharing energy. And that's how you gain more energy within yourself, is by sharing energy. But, you know, these are your basic concepts of tapping into the ancestral energy, making contact with the ancestors so that you can know which direction to go, you know what to do, so that you can flow on this ancestral energy and power. All right, my people? All right, hope this helped out. I really hope this helped out, because it's important that we tap into the ancestral power and energy. And I'll talk with you guys a little later. All power to the multi-chakra people of Melanin. Peace to you all. Brothers and sisters of the celestial energy, this is Brother Wisdom. You know, talking with the cosmic elders tonight, the elder brothers, and the message came, and I really expressed this as we were in council, and in council, we were like, the original people, our people, we're not supposed to be at the same level of power that the ancestors were at. No. You're not supposed to be equal to their power. No. That's what you call an imbalance. When you have made your power equal to the power of the ancestors, that's unbalanced. Our duty as the original people of this planet, this galaxy, as we're in the new part of the cosmos, and we're expanding into a new area of uncharted energy, our duty is to be far more powerful than the ancestors were. Our duty is to tap into energies and powers that they could not tap into. We're coming into a whole new energy, a whole new level of understanding and knowledge and wisdom that they didn't have. Our bodies are being conditioned and primed on energy that far surpasses anything that they could ever do, as we will be multitasking in the areas of dark energy, light energy, photon energy, plasma energy. We will be literally flowing crystal energy, using the binary particles of light, going into the excessive feed of the true nature of who we are. Yes, our duty is to not be at the same level of our ancestors. The duty for us is to exceed their power, exceed their energy, exceed everything that they did. Doing this takes us to more heightened levels of spirituality, takes us and to more powerful areas of the cosmos. That's why we say go into the darkness. Find yourself. And you will find out that you have a power that the ancestors could not have at that time. We're moving into an area of life where we don't have to use these electronics anymore because our bodies will be the charge. That's why it's so important for us to go within ourselves and find new ways of creating energy and power. Finding new ways of flowing the energy. We must find ourselves within ourselves. That's the whole part of you going into meditation. Meditation is a lonely road. It's a lonely road. But that's all right, because each one of us has to travel that road alone. None of us is going to share that road with anyone else. Each one of our roads are destined for us to travel. This is destiny. This is fate. So important that we see that where we are to be right now is not where our ancestors, is not to be where our ancestors were. That's why it's important for us to flow, to flow, to flow. Make this energy in you more powerful. Listen to the drums and the horns. Listen to the flutes and the cymbals, the harps, the brass. Go deeper in yourself. Go deeper and deeper. Go to the place where you have never been. Flow in that energy. Flow in that power. For you will find, you will find something that was missing from you. You will find that golden treasure, and it's all within you. You will find that ancient language. You will find that powerful tongue. You will find new movements of what they call Mundu, martial arts. You will find all types of power and energy. It is important that we know that we are to supersede the powers that the ancestors had. Our enemies know this. They know this. So as they're covering the sky, what did we say before? You reach your hands up there and you absorb the energies of the chemtrails. You absorb the energies that they put up there. Use it to your advantage. When they try to hold us down, we stand. So whatever method that they try, they say, well, we're not going to let them see the sun around this time of year because it's so powerful, it's going to give them power. But at the same time, we try to protect our people. This is what they're saying. So if they're doing this, absorb the energies from the chemtrails. So whatever energies that our sun put into these trails, these chemicals, and these metals that they put in the sky, you go out into meditation and you absorb this energy and you will feel the sharpness. And this will make you more powerful. This will make you more energetic. It will make you more open to the cosmos. It will make you more brighter and wiser and more knowledgeable. It will give you powers beyond powers beyond powers. It is all your duty to get the power that belongs to you, because if you don't go after it, it's not going to come to you. You got to get this power, my people. Our duty is to be far more powerful than the ancestors. Our duty is to supersede what they did. Open up the ground and make lightning come down at the same time. Make fire and water flow in the same energy. Make the wind and fire flow together. It is so important that we supersede the powers that our ancestors had, because we're dealing with a different breed of enemies. We are so powerful, my people. We are so mighty. Whatever they put before us, you do not let it hold you down. On that cartoon movie I watched with Silver Surfer, he was getting sucked into a black hole, and he was trying to fight it, and he says, hold on. If I fight it, then it's going to make me less powerful. He says, okay, I will absorb the energy from it. And he absorbed the energy from the black hole, and he became even more powerful by absorbing the energy from the black hole than what he was before he got to the black hole. So the whole key point is for us, when we're fought, when we're faced with a battle, and these beings are using different methods and tactics to hold us back, we absorb the energy that they send out. And by absorbing this energy, we then can control what they put out there, and gives us absolute power to be the true supreme beings of our planet. If we cannot be the supreme beings, then who will be? Because they're not. So it's important that we go deep within ourselves and find this energy and power, because this belongs to us. We must be far more powerful than what the ancestors ever were. We must supersede their powers. We must be on top of everything. We must be able to see light in the darkness and see darkness in the light. We must be able to see the filaments of the darkness. We must be able to see the atoms of the light. It is so important that we go within ourselves. And this is so serious, my people. Yes, like I said, the road of meditation is a lonely road, but that road will lead you to pure power and greatness, and you will not be ashamed, and you will not be useless to Mother Cosmos. Everything that you put your mind to will come to you before you even get through thinking it. Go into that energy. Go into that power. Flow with that energy. Flow with the power. Know what is inside of you is far greater than what's outside of you. Know that you are the all in the all in the all. Go within yourself, my people. Flow with the energy. Become the energy. And far surpass the powers that our ancestors had. I'm watching all of you. Far just surpass all of the powers that our ancestors had. Seek to create new powers and new energies. Become that energy that created you from the beginning. Mold yourself into the shape of the Mother Cosmos. Mold yourself into the shape of Mother Universe. Mold yourself into the shape of Mother Galaxy. Mold yourself into the shape of Mother Nature. And become all four in one, for four is the number of perfection. And you will become a fifth being, which is balance. Honor the ancestors and see that everything that they left behind for us was to help us. They left no brick unturned. They dotted all their I's and they crossed all their T's. They left everything for here for us to follow. Now that you're on the pathway, you create a new path from the path that they created. Don't follow in their footsteps. You create your new path. And therefore, you are now a new being of power and energy. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Peace to you all.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, y'all. Here we go. Greetings, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Motivational Classroom. Motivational Classroom has almost been running for about 3 years now, guys. This was an idea that I had. I felt that something needed to happen as far as, like, we needed to have, like, a global classroom. You know what I mean? We all needed to learn together, grow together, check our egos at the door, you know? And so it was created, and then Motivational Classroom was created as far as one of the segments. And it is the actual longest running segment in consistency since it revamped in 2019. All right? So shout out to the Motivational Classroom and to everybody who has been a part of, you know, the host on Motivational Classroom. Everybody has sat on the host, you know, seat at some fashion or another in the Motivational Classroom. So shout out to everybody who has come through here and sat down and, you know, given what their wisdom, their knowledge, you know, in whatever area it may have been. Here has grown so much since the revamping, but it was actually founded in 2013. It sat idle for a few years, but I knew that this was power. You know what I mean? I knew that this was going somewhere, you know, and a lot of people who have come through also know that this is going somewhere. So shout out to everybody who has been a part of the Ear family. We love you. We appreciate you. So guys, what we're going to be talking about today in the Motivational Classroom is be careful of the ancestors that you call for. Now, the reason why I entitled the particular broadcast that, we have had many of conversations on ancestral communication, I think was our last one, but just more so of communicating with the ancestors. You know, what are some of the precautionary things that we need to be mindful of when it comes to contacting the ancestors? Because not only just my experience, but all the birds are just amazing. Not only my experience, but I'm pretty sure many of you guys' experiences, whether it's personal or private in the background, but I don't really hear a lot on the mainstreams on the precautionary things that happen when it comes to contacting the ancestors, okay? So, you know, when we first want to contact the ancestors, first of all, what a lot of us do is, okay, ancestors, you know, we just say ancestors. We don't at times put, you know, like grandma. Well, we may have grandma in mind, or we may got papa in mind, or, you know, whoever we may have in mind. We may have particular people in which we knew in mind, but sometimes when we say ancestors, we have to be very mindful that we are actually opening the door for any particular ancestor to come through. You know what I'm saying? So should we be mindful of the ancestors that we're calling forth? You know, a lot of us may have not known a lot of our ancestors. You know what I'm saying? So all we have is memories, pictures. There's a lot of, let's just be real, y'all, there's a lot of fucking family secrets. A lot. I think that's next month we're doing family secret ones. But it's a lot of family secrets. It's a lot of incest. It's a lot of shit that is attached to ancestral, you know, communication and bloodline, you know, conversation. But we have these conversations, you know, to kind of go back so we can kind of read through and push through and heal and understand. And a lot of times it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be comfortable a lot of times. But we must get through this, All right, we must get through this, guys. I'm one particular guy that, you know, I don't believe in rules as far as healing is concerned. I believe that everything happens how it needs to happen, whether we want to be rather we want to include morale in it or not. I feel that everything, whether we accept it a lot, whether we like it or not, whether we accept it or not, this is bigger than us, and it's going to happen how it's going to happen, right? So with that being said, guys, who are the ancestors that we call for? So I posed a question to the world. You know, some friends and I were having these conversations, and we were actually going into detail about how we invited, you know, the ancestors in, and certain ancestors would come in, and we would know which ancestor it was, but that ancestor came with a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? You'll find yourself, you know, doing certain drugs or drinking, you know, heavy. You know what I'm saying? When I invited my grandfather in, you know, he was a heavy alcoholic. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's certain, once you call on certain spirits and invite them in, you know, they may help you or they may hang out with you, but shit, they gonna want to have a little drink. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just being very leery and mindful of these particular things, guys. What is the attachments that come with the ancestors? Maybe I should have entitled it that. You know what I'm saying? So let us know your thoughts, guys. If you want to call in, the number to call in is area code 929-477-3423. Press 1, you know, if you want to speak to us. You know, Joanne, let us know happy belated birthday, actually, Joanne, too. I told you on your birthday, but happy birthday to Joanne. Joanne is one of our consistent listeners. We definitely appreciate you, Joanne, so much. I hope that you are doing great in the background, you know, with everything, and hope that you had a wonderful, marvelous birthday. So we definitely appreciate you here at EAR for being a consistent listener for about those two years. I think probably strong for about almost two years, Joanne. So we definitely appreciate you guys. So here is the question that I pose. Y'all guys know that I'm always joined by the EAR family. We got Brother Eternal with us today. Auntie LJ is out. She's probably going to be out for a minute because she had another death. Oh, my God. Like, these deaths back to back, you know, is something about 2020 and 2021. You know, Auntie LJ has experienced a lot of death in her bloodline these past 2 years. So I think this was her grandmother that passed, so this is very dear, very close, you know, the matriarch, the grandma, y'all know when grandma gone, you know what I'm saying? I know when my granny, Catherine Boyd Mask, you know, I love you, she knows I love her, she's with me right now, you know, when granny gone, you know what I mean, it's just, even before granny goes sometimes, you know what I mean? So anyway, what are your suggestions, advice, cautionary, you know, advice when it comes to calling on the ancestors, your ancestors? You know, let's say when we say the ancestors, are we calling on the ancestors or are we calling on your ancestors? Should we be very mindful of that? You know what I mean? And I said that this conversation needs to be had. For who are we calling for? You know what I mean? All ancestors healthy, calm. Wait, what? Are all ancestors healthy to call? Okay, I had a typo. What I meant to say was, are all ancestors healthy to call upon? Let us know your thoughts. Now, with that, guys, we got some ancestors who are just goons, rowdy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, and we a lot of times we may leave them out because they're not all love and light. But who's to say that you get in some situations in life and them are the ancestors that you call on? You know what I'm saying? I think so. Anyway, that's the conversation that we're going to have. We got Brother Eternal in the building as well. Welcome back. He was in New York last week. How was your trip, brother? Welcome back. Peace, peace, peace on to you. If you're with us, Brother Eternal, your mic may be muted. Eternal, let me know if you want to come in the background so I'll know. But
Pete, partner stuff.
Oh,
give him the thing. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Yeah, I feel refreshed. Yeah, how are you? How was the trip and everything? How are you?
Man, I had my ups and I had my complete down when I got here. It was like I just found out my uncle just passed away just yesterday.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
what's
so,
up with his death? What is going on?
Well, it's the idea of don't work too hard, you know. My brother just came here and gave me a confirmational conversation. He said he'd been working a lot himself. And I was like, well, you the time. So until you, you know, realize you the time, it can take a toll. And that's the method now. Like, as the brother said, once you know the ancestors, what is you using from the ancestors that can help you in your present? Otherwise, it feel like you're stuck in the past that's now being present. And you know you got to have to gift. Mm. And so when you gift yourself, you got a gifted ability. So how you shift your gift, you know what I mean? So just that state of mind now. Like, and I know my experiences are still going through that right now. So it's like, here I am feeling really great, but then, of course, there's that little, seem like it's a curse because people eat things and, you know, live their lifestyle, and then here it is, smack in the face. You got someone in your family getting hit. I'm like, man, why do they keep taking out my family? And it's like, I got to look at that too. Like, am I actually talking to them? Am I actually, like, I'm talking to everybody else, but now I feel like I've been neglecting my own family while I'm talking to everybody. Like, get straight, eat healthy, and here it is, my family's like, we ain't doing so well. So I have to as well get back into that, help us tune ourselves when I got time, you know, even if it is about using a tuning fork.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Okay, man. I my condolences to you. You know, just Auntie LJ, you know, she just experienced what with her grandmother, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, wow. I mean, that's a lot. You guys, so, you know, respect to you and respect to your family. Definitely appreciate you for being on in a moment. So, guys, again, ancestral communication and who you calling forth, you guys. What I want to do is I want to read a reading. There's an ancestral deck that I have in my Oracle deck. And as far as my Oracle decks is concerned, and there was an ancestral, there was a message, you know what I'm saying, that came through that was just so profound. It was a message that, it was a message, you know how life kind of gives you messages and kind of gives you clarity on things through synchronicity? It's not that you ignore it, but it's sometimes you got to kind of hear things more than once, you know, in certain ways in order for you to just say, okay, you're loud and clear. You know what I mean? So this was one of them, guys. I had did a reading. I pulled the reading, and I didn't actually conduct the reading until like a day or two later. And this is for all of us, you know what I mean? So this is a hoodoo deck, right? So the hoodoo deck in my synchronization, you know, synchronization is the ancestral deck. All right. So the big queen is what came up. So the big queen, and she came up third. I pulled three cards, guys. I'm not going to do all three, but the big queen was the third card. She was the three. She was the last card. So the big queen is in representation of the grandmother, of the matriarch. But here's the thing. Not the matriarch in which we think this generation. Here is the big queen that goes back many generations. And this is the message she wants everyone to know. All right? So when the big queen appears in a reading, you are being asked to consider your roots in regards to Mother Wit. What would your ancestors say about whatever is going on in your life? What advice would they give? How would they handle the situation? The wisdom of our mothers is a portal to the past. That doesn't mean that you must do things exactly as they did or perceive the world exactly as they perceived it, because that would be impossible. What it does mean is that they should be given an opportunity to speak to you via consideration. This not only connects us with the woman in our bloodline, but also with nature as a whole. See, when we're connecting with the ancestors, guys, we're not just connecting with the ancestors as far as, you know, our bloodlines, you know, Big Mama, you know, Papa, you know what I'm saying? Like, we are literally connecting with nature itself. So please remember that aspect of it. This not only connects us with the woman of our bloodline, but with nature as a whole, right? So the change of the seasons and cycles of birth, death, and decay will always be, but it is the space between the big queen that the big queen inhibits. It is the spiritual of the contrary and the joy that its true comprehension brings that ensures nothing is ever truly lost, even if it can't be found in the now. See, that's interesting. Therefore, there is always abundance, always beauty, and always a reason to celebrate. If you receive the Big Queen in a reading, consider the following. Now, pay attention. If you got a pen or a notebook, guys, pay attention to this part. These are questions to ask yourself, and there's about 10 of them. How do you give and receive pleasure? How do others and the world come into play? Do I accept abundance into my life? If so, how? Eat, drink, and be merry. All that glitters isn't gold, but it sure is pretty. Do I accept compliments for my beauty and or style with grace? What aspect of your life do you nurture most? What aspect in your life needs the most nurturing? Which family members are friends the eternal? This is another one right here as far as what you were just saying, how you feel to be more in tune with your family. Have I been neglecting my family? You know what I'm saying? What part of my life made me nurturing in this moment? In eternal for you, it's your family. Which family members or friends do I nurture the most? Am I neglecting anyone who deserves my attention? Just what you said, Eternal. Do I purposely seek reasons to smile and laugh out loud every day? How often do you reflect on the beauty of being alive and being you? How often? When was the last time you reflect on the beauty of being you? Really, y'all. I'm asking myself, too. I do it often, actually. Am I still connected to nature and the earth, or have I lost my way? Be real honest with yourself and not lie to yourself. Very important. What do I do on a regular basis to help me restore my sense of balance in a hectic world? I'm going to read that one again. What do I do on a daily basis to help restore my balance in a hectic world? That is very important, y'all, because there are a lot of fucking distractions. A lot of distractions. You know what I'm saying? So what are we doing to balance? Go camping, take a walk in a park, or maybe buy a plant or three. How does all the knowledge I've accumulated or spiritual work I've done benefit my family and benefit my community? What work, not only the work that you are doing, you know, as far as your spiritual healing, not just how it's benefiting you, but how is it benefiting everyone as a unit, you guys? How is it benefiting your very own bloodline? You know what I mean? We gotta get out of just thinking about self. Me, 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 my. Healing, 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 me. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us are very broken. A lot of us are coming through some real deep shit. You know, and if you guys saw me in June, I was spiraling out, going crazy, you guys. You know, but really, I had to reel myself back in and say, okay, whoa, you know, with you being crazy and erratic, you know what I'm saying, is that really truly helping the world or is it truly hindering the world? So in my reading too, in this ancestral reading, guys, it also said to be very mindful of, you know, because by me being crazy and as far as my healing is concerned and not being balanced and all over the place, that could take a deep effect in how others may see it. Not to say that I care about what others think, but I do care about what others think, but not in an aspect to where it will hinder me, especially in my flaw, but I do care about the well-being if others see me and my healing. Am I being, you know, destructive in the essence to where it's not truly helping and it's not truly effective? That is when I start to pause and I start to say, okay, you got to, the 55, I've been saying 55 a lot, like you got to go inside and you got to start to shift and change some shit within yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like now's the time to go back in and do that self-evaluation that you always teach about. You know what I'm saying? So those kind of things, guys, we got to be very mindful of. What is my legacy? What does your mother or mother figure have to say about that? So if you're not in tune with your own mother or even, you know, if you are not in tune with her, you know what I'm saying? Just what would she say? What you know, what would she say? You could take that. You could leave that. But this part, again, the three was the big mother, all right? The big queen, excuse me, the big queen. So this is not just your mother or the mothers in your bloodline that you may know from one or two generations. This is the legions of mothers that lie deep, deep, deep within the bloodlines. All right, Eternal, if you're there, you got, you wanted to say anything on that? Or are you still occupied?
Repeat that one more time for me.
The last part? It was just the big queen, Eternal. It was just a card pull that I read. It was like the mother that lies deep within the bloodline. Her advice to everybody was just to kind of stop and take a pause and just to kind of see what parts of you in your life, you know, are you neglecting that needs attention. That was pretty much the basis of this card pull, and I thought it was important to read that in this ancestral broadcast.
Yeah, that's confirmation. I was explaining to a client right now, I said six, how Mother Mary is six. So we do have to pause on the three. Three represents Gemini. So Gemini, the air, mm-hmm. How do you use your air better? You know, how do you breathe better? And because of the cycles that Mother has to face, she has to go through the first three trimesters have this child. So now in the first section of the trimester, which is the invisible part, we don't see this hitting seven. So when we saying from 6 to 9 in months of birth, you come into existence. However, that last three sectional point, right, is the point of your physicality self, but really your spirituality self been here. So now that's like, I got to know about the holy breath. I got to know about how the circle is broken and now makes a three symbol. How the hands that you have, if you put them together, they're closely related. They're just not the same. Like your fingers might be smaller or thinner than the other hand. But now if you had put them together and slowly separating, see how they were like very similar, just like your feet. So if you think of how everything seemed like it had a match, even though it wasn't completely matched. It's like saying you had a masculine and a feminine, and that's what we don't really see. So to take the breath, just like to say a split, is like the split of the atoms. He was speaking about Silver Surfer, and he was like saying he didn't want to become evil, but then he realized if he stopped fighting evil and take that absorption of what evil is, he could turn it around, and that's what ended up happening.
Uh-huh.
He took from the evil to now live, and now put live with alive, with an A. So now, when you're more alive to things, you don't feel, as they call it, dead. You know what I mean? But yet, the dead word, that dead word has been used different ways. When we say we're tired, right, we want to lay down because we're dead. But you're not tired, but they're giving you a word that you end up saying to yourself. just like dirt. Dirt is not really dirt, it's earth. Look at the word dirt and put an E in it, you got tired. You just didn't see it that way. So it's a word of how you end up interpreting the spell to yourself. So you want to lay in the bed, but the bed is really a dead. You're saying a den, just like, so when you land in the bed, you're actually laying in the jet. You're laying in a pillar. So whatever pill that you take, it'll either help you or hurt you, like a pillar of salt. So as Sodom and Gomorrah, when she turned back, she was looking into her past. But this is where sulfur, not suffer. So if you see sulfur, right, that's another connection of what you can add into your body and your ingredients to enhance yourself. That's why, like, a lot of people say, oh, I ain't into crystals. I don't do the crystals and the stones. Yet this is what you eat daily. You eat sugar. You eat salt. You got ice crystals. When someone feel like they're deficient on certain times, their immune system, they feel nervous. So now their nervous system is overreacting. So they say, I got to have a little cup of ice, and I start chewing on it. So you're starting to now know that we're going back to the essence that your body, as far as the mental, physical, and the spiritual, are running into to say, I'm going to feed this regardless if you're not there or not. You know what I mean? Like, so to eat the ice, you're actually eating crystals. You're eating rocks that's crystals through ice, but it's formulated water. That's why solid, liquid, and gas happen to be three components. However, there's a component missing. You see KT, the Arch Degree, or Blue Pill and Red Pill, their brother, he actually talked about this. It's called the Easy Line. It was the E to Z line, Easy Line. And in Easy Line, you become an alchemist to everything you do. So now from solid to liquid and gas, this is where you find alchemy at. How do you use alchemy? How do you see something and make something out of that something? And this is what we were talking about earlier about nothing. You know, you have nothing, right? But then somehow you created something out of nothing. You know, getting a piece of canvas and what you did, you drew it, right? And then people are like, wow, how'd you get that up there? Now it's like space and time. You just created through Tahuti. Now, Tahuti basically gives you symbols and sigils. Now, of course, just like the name Tahuti, we get the idea of where we see the bird format, the dog format, even the lioness format to the lion format. How do we see these things come out of an animalistic form, right, and then became a form, like form Yula, but it's through the Ma. You have to form your Ma energy, and that's your gut instinct. How do you have pain in there, right? You've been having pain so much, you want to vent it out. So you vent it out, and eventually you will vent it out. So now where you ventilate it on paper or on canvas, you start to create time. And now someone say, wow, how did you do that? What time did it take for you to do this? And I don't think I could actually create that same time you did in the same function and have that same outlook. So now you're a creator out of your time. Even though it could have been destructive, right? But you was like, man, I need to do something constructive. I ain't going to just keep destroying what, you know what I mean, I got hit by. So to reverse your energy, right, without fighting the energy, without saying, you know what, I'm going to fight this. But then you might be fighting till you feel like you tuckered out. So you're like, man, I need a recharge. So that's where the pause is needed, the pause, not just the clause, because you can use your clause all day, but even a clause is written on a piece of paper. So how do you see clausual concept, which is more like causal concepts? You're going to have causes. These causes are going to come up constantly. So now how do I see it being a cyclic versus just a cycle? Because you can go through the cycle, but what they say, I'm tired of going through this cycle all the time. That's the idea of it being dirt, when really dirt is supposed to be earth. This is how rust became rusty. That material that we call metal has been alchemized from the earth, from the iron. Right, we use heat, which is fire, the earth that we're using as the material, the air, so it can change its components, and the rain, so whenever it's too rigid, you put some moisture to it, so now it can connect back to itself. We call that Nut, Geb, Shefnut, and then Shu. All these are still four of the periodic concepts, even on the table, as deities, as the cometic energy, as the elements of solid, liquid, gas, but then there's the easy line. Now, what I mean by easy line is just basically changing your outlook. You don't have to always face fire with fire or earth with earth and air with air and rain with rain without knowing spirit. If you're fighting it all the time, then that's all you've been wanting to do is fight. But if you release, then now you've gotten to a certain level to how you've been in the fighter game first. Because it's always been about, for us, you know, when we lose our plasma, that's your fighting cells. So your white cells, as they call it, is pure, not white. This is why the name white and black become issues. When we say, oh, the white man blase, blah, and then the black man blase, blackness cures us from the light of white. And now, of course, white, being what it is innocent, pure, but it's not for power. We use it now to explain power and also to explain position. But if we've been eating foods, right, that have been cooked so much the nutrients has gone out of it, it's like eating black food, right, and looking at visions through light. But light will be just like white noise. Do you accept white noise when you lay down and get back up, or are you actually looking for the binaural, that binaural connection? How do you see binary energy? How do you see it not dual, but even in binary, you get trinary. So you get a triunal energy and a tribunal energy. That's why tri and trinity is a whole lot different from the T-R-Y. A lot of us been based on wanting to attempt to do certain things, but then have no success at it. And this is why it's important to go past that. Go beyond that. I just tried that. It didn't work. You got to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to honor that versus I'm going to sacrifice that, or I'm going to make an offering. And now the offer is because you got to offer yourself. But remember, as the opposite of off is also on. So now when you put an on yourself, is it a horn? Like a harnesser, like a holster. All these connected back to the whole of ourselves. We need to see the whole of ourselves. If I took an apple from the tree, I got to know the origin of it's still a tree that I got the apple from. You can't just say I'm the one without knowing the zero that it came from. So the origin, the root, is just like the chakra. We got to go through all the angles to finally see all the angles. If not, you've been keeping one angle up and saying that I got the whole end of the tent, but you got to hold all four corners in order for the tent to go up. So now that you got the four corners up, what about that center? Is the center high enough that even the tallest man could walk in? He might have to bend his head as he walked in the door, but can he stand straight up once he's in the center of your room? And that's where we see physicality. Mm-hmm. How does fire become alive? How does the fire, the earth, the air, and the rain, plus spirit, can now see spiritual? Because if you say I'm spirited, right, that's just saying you've been in the four-corner room and you laid down on the floor, and yet when you lay down on the floor, you see how the corners met. So you sat up and said, oh, I'm spiritual. Well, you can't be too spiritual till you get up. But once you get up, you have to ground yourself because, you know, just like as a baby get out on all fours. But when that baby has to walk on twos, there's a lot of wobbling going on there. So with that is the invisible seven. We call it balance. Without balance, you have nothing. So that's why everything is basically based on a ball and the lance of the ball, the zero and the one. It might be a word, but it's also like a meaning in it, that Tahuti, our sigils and symbols, like a Legba, gives us choices in how we cross into it, just like a crossword. Some people will use cross words. So now you cross out words to people. Like you say curse words. Curse words can also be crossed. Like you got me crossed because you said that to me. And I ain't like how you said that to me. So now how do we use that X, not just to be an X as unknown, but as the X being a zone. Now, you know, the X as a zone being from is Rome thought, is Roman thought. But this X is also like a xylophone. That's why the X is still a phone. But it's with pH and one. That's why we still need sounds. We need sounds to give us back rebound of thought. How do you see it project itself? How do you see it not just a project where people go to the park and live like a project or an animal in a zoo? That's why the park and zoo still represents what zoo is backwards. You hear ooze. So when you know your eyes. When you know your eyes, you know the zero and the two. The Oz is basically seeing your duality self. 26. How do you see your virtue self? You know, you got 26 is saying the alpha beta. They call it alphabet. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want to learn your frequencies, it'd just be those who are walking around going through a ring of 26 as the alpha beta and just seeing it as alphabets. But it's a bit of alpha. You know, your alpha is your phi in the first place. Without phi, you couldn't be an alpha. Without phi being a pi, you couldn't see your alpha. And, you know, your phi is still your phone, your pH. How do you have balance when it's 7.0? See, now 6.9 is a borderline to 7.0. But if it goes to 7.1, that's still like a number saying added together be 8. So this is why you got to be careful and mindful. You are what you eat as you are what you ate. The 7 is invisible. So when we say Eden, you're actually in the Garden of Eden. Look at the chakras. When you go in your chakras, your root chakra starts at red. That's the first thing everybody sees. But now, how do you get past that? Most people can't get past it because they've been talking about black and white. So now to go into the colors, they definitely ain't going that far because they don't deal with chakras. They don't deal with the kundalini. They don't deal with breathing. When the breathing is important, how do you see it as the holy breath? So you're going from red to yellow, but you can't just go red, yellow. You got to have orange in between there to make the yellow connect to the orange and the red connect to the yellow. That's like saying, I need to know my brother before I say, oh, I hate my dad. Why would you say you hate your dad when you know your brother came from your dad and you came from your dad? So now you got to learn how your brother is and you got to learn how your father is. And what's missing out of your father and your brother, that's probably what you have. So now how do you look at your father having a good combination? And if it's missing, what are you there for? We might think of ourselves so much that we become selfish to our own actions. And now what bridges that we can build, we might have been destroying it ever since. And so we need to start bridge building. That means not just with words, but action. Not just be, I'm an Aries, and I don't see words that has Aries in it. Start looking at words. They're your words in the first. Why did it say in the beginning was the word, and in the beginning was God, and God is the word? That's basically giving you the clues. I can't give you no more than the clues than you actually already have. But when you see the clues, that helps you. Because remember, the word clue is with the word Lou and low and low Leo. So when we say cow with words, that's why the bull happens to be a cow concept. They changed the bull, right, because it was a cow in the first place. But then a cow with words, and now you got cowards. So a lot of us became coward when we're looking at how the chakras go. We're going from a red to the orange and the orange to a yellow. When you say yellow, most people say, oh, you a yellow belly person, or you a coward. You don't speak up. So you yellow as a chicken. There's these things that we put in ourselves to make your opposition of who we are. When that's not us, it's just how you can see the extremes of size of who you can be. Not saying you're that, just that you could be that. So now when people say, oh man, you lazy, you're calling me lazy, but it's not what it is that I am, is what I'm doing that caused you to say that. Some of us have gotten so much into spelling words and spilling out how we spell words that we constantly throw it on somebody. And now there's the argument. That's how arguments start in the first place. When we as a people don't see us as separated, right, to now put it back together. Now, if I say we're separated, yes, I respect. Peace, mama. Give thanks. Respect, peace. I see. Okay, I will. Respect. When you see separation, that's what starts us to be how we still stay separated. And if you see it, first we had to be bonded some kind of way. Like, how are we breathing off the same oxygen? How are we walking in the same area? Now, if I seen that, I could not just say we're not separated. I could actually say this is the part where I can start alchemizing my fire, because my fire being physically, I see it. But then earth, materially, I see it. Then air, how do I balance it? See, the invisible 7 is also the invisible 3 that most people don't see either. Gemini's energy is always around us. So they're not just split as a twin effect. That's the two towers. But the two towers represent Taurus. That's why we've been taking a tour. Now, I say a tour, but it's also a root. You just change the word around and change the vowel vibration in it. Whereas in a comedic knowing, how to use the root to all words to still see prefix and suffix. If we don't, then we've been caught into not learning what's the root to how you had that problem. And now we're still having a dis to your ease of yourself. And now you're feeling dis ease everywhere you go. And until you see the invisibility of it, you're still creating more invisible energy for it. So that's why you hear the word ghost, goblins, gremlins, trolls, all of these things that we probably like, man, where did that come from? It's the smaller, what we call a twa people that have been changed to the word boss people that we also hear it when we hear it in different movies, different dialects. They want to explain to you your culture, but they can't explain it to you in your culture, but they can explain it to you in a cult. When I say a cult, that's basically saying the separation culture, like taking one bit of a culture of yours and make it seem like that's the whole culture, like calling Africa everything. When we know Africa isn't everything, but the name itself will give you origin to think that that's everything. Like if a person came from Jamaica, they might think less of that person because they didn't come from Africa. That's what we like stop. We got to stop doing that. We got to stop putting out the separation in the beginning. Find out what it is that we're familiar with. Then when you want to separate, you can. You have an individual energy, as the Silver Surfer has its own individual energy. At the same time, are you going to be a god or you're going to be the devil? And then what's in between that? That's the Heru. Now, they say as the Heru, as the villain. So now you could be heroic or you could be a super villain up in there. But yet at the same time, you might do heroic things and you might do things that you look like a devil to. So now, how do you balance that without you seeming like you're mostly a devil or mostly just a heroic person that people don't like? People don't like heroes all the time, if you ever notice that. Somebody might do a heroic thing, and they're looking at you like, man, why he go in? Why he even had it? So it's a point of some people might look at you as a good at what you're doing, but then see it as a bad thing because they're not doing it. So now it explains how do some people end up thinking godly and thinking the devil right in front of you. This explains the black and the white. This also explains the colors in between. Are they in tune with their emotions? Do they see themselves as balancing their emotions out so that they won't have an imbalance? Because really, there is no good and bad. There's either a balance or an imbalance. And you'll find out. Most people who are evil, they're not evil. They just did the wrongdoings that we call it. And it's not even a wrong. It's a left. Now, you do three lefts, you see why right end up being right. Or you do three rights, you find out why left is being a left. Like if you notice, people in our timeline, you could say go way back to Africa, right? People were doing great in Africa. I'm going to just say that as a stereotype because that's what people do. They're stereotyping. So Africa was great. Then all of a sudden, Africa wasn't great. And then all of a sudden, Africa was bad. Three stages. We all have them. The mother, the father, and the child. How do you see yourself without getting blinded? Because, you know, as a child would say, my mom and dad are great people. They do the greatest things. And then you go around and you go outside and you start seeing other people's moms and dads. You're like, wait a minute. I thought my mom and dad were doing great things. So now you're like, oh, wait a minute, I got a contradiction of myself. So now it's up to you. Are you going to now be the one to balance it out when you get older enough to say, you know what, I'm going to be like my mom and dad, or I'm going to be better than my mom and dad. That's why the ancestors that they're telling us about, we keep getting a reiteration that the ancestors are here to show you how to be better than them themselves. But if your ego is too blocked up, you're going to be worse than they were. And that's how, like, we got to either balance this out or we're going to find the imbalance behind the two, which end up being the three. We're the Trinity. We always been Trinity. Everything deals with Trinity. I had a brother just ask me now, he said, is Buddha religion or is Buddha a person? I said, Buddha is not religion and Buddha is not a person, but it's a stereotype that most people give it, just like saying man. I can't say that I'm not a man and I can't say that you're not a man, but they'll stereotype us as men, wouldn't they?
No.
Yeah, they'll stereotype us and they'll say all men, blah, 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 blah. But you can't do that. That's like saying you're using extreme power and you don't know that that's a god and a devil power that we can, in the beginning was the word, you start using it like the words were the beginning of the god. So now, are you doing a heroic thing, or are you just a villain venomizing everybody with the venom? You biting them, giving them poison, and having them think about this stuff. And even the word poise is like the word pose. So how do you pose without poison too long?
There it is. All right. All right, man. All right. Appreciate that, Eternal, y'all. If you're just joining us, guys, we are talking about ancestral. Be careful of the ancestors you call forth. You know, pretty much, guys, what we've been talking about is the duality, you know, of how to call the ancestors forth. You know, just kind of giving tips. I did a broadcast actually before this particular broadcast, guys. And I actually included an audio book, you know, and the audio book is going to give you details if you're just now starting on your journey. You don't even know where to start. You know what I'm saying? That audio book before this broadcast will actually help you. So I put it in the show notes, a direct link. So if you're listening online, please refresh your page and you can go back in the archives and you can listen to the broadcast. We have a caller. I just want to bring this caller in. Well, this is one of our listeners, area code 708. I just want to know, if you've been with me on other broadcast too, if you want to add to this particular broadcast, or are you just pretty much listening? Area code 708. All right. And Auntie LG, I see you as well. Area code 708. Okay, I think they're just listening, which is cool. Thank you so much for listening and being with me. This person has been with me all 4 hours. So appreciate area code 708 for listening and being with me on this particular broadcast. So, guys, be careful of the ancestors you brought forth. Now, with that being said, guys, should we fear some of the energy and some of the entities that, you know, that we bring forth, you know what I mean? This is why this particular broadcast is done, because what is being said is, why do people send me messages when they fucking know I'm on a live show? Like, bro, seriously? The fuck? Hold on, shit. Like, these people do this the same shit every weekend. Like, you do not know I'm live. All right, I'm sorry. But the ancestors that you bring, you know what I'm saying? So, Honey LJ, peace. I know I was telling them that you were probably going to be out a while because you had just lost your grandmother. So it's a surprise. I didn't know you was going to be here. But greetings to you.
Greetings, family.
Greetings.
I'm pushing.
I know.
I'm pushing. It's a lot.
Was she in Atlanta?
Yeah, she's here locally.
Okay.
And it's energy that's actually being dealt with. You know, a lot of what we humans are dealing with is not understanding our very own energy. And we want to look out. We want to say, hey, I'm going to call on an ancestor. And I'm going to call somebody who knows this a little bit better than I do. And I think that this person can help me in the astral realm of helping me understand. And we give all of our power away.
Even in that.
Because they gave you what you needed so that they could go. And we become so codependent, even as these gods that we're finding out that we are. Look, the rain starts falling. Even as these gods that we say we are and this power that we say we have, and it really ends up being just misguided energy. It's a misunderstanding. And at the end of the day, it's a mystery. You notice everything I put mist in front of? Until you know you, going to the ancestors or going to anything or anybody. It's just you figuring out you, the layers mm-hmm. of you. You know, grandma passed down the recipes. Papa passed down how to till the land. They understood that you needed one another to create a meal. You know? It
yeah.
took time for those seeds to come into harvest. So how do you survive in between when you plant the seeds and when you harvest from the seeds? Well, that would be the equation to what a lot of people would call good and bad energy, because, you know, the full crop never comes up. You never get the fullness of your crop. There's always something that you planted that is, it doesn't come to full fruition in a sense. You know what I mean? You planted 16 banana trees and only 5 banana trees bear fruit. So we're misguiding the information because we're not applying the information as we get it. And this is where lack of understanding comes from, and this is where we miss how to spell the things that we're talking about where the creators are. We're constantly interviewing the information we think is left for us without understanding the information that is already us. So why are we calling on grandma and papa and uncle and auntie and mommy and all these people when we are the finalization of these people? And if we're not the finalization because we've now procreated, then we become the living teachers of these people to the last lineage birthed. As we say, Earth is a school. How dare you disturb those that have already worked hard and figured it out for them if you're not willing to figure you out for you, which at the end of the day allows you to figure in that they're you. So good, bad, or indifferent, if I'm calling on anything, I'm calling on me first. Grandma wasn't perfect. Neither am I. Neither are you. It's a 360 to working with these deities. People, oh, I'm going to call Ishu because he has the gate. He's the gatekeeper, and he can help me this and help me that. But what about the Ishu that's you? And when are you going to start thinking yourself out of your own paper bag?
Well,
you're going to disturb the ancestors who done been here and already went through their hells and highs and lows for some simple shit that all you had to do was sit down and see that ancestor in you, knowing that the blood that's their blood is your blood today, alive and well, knowing that their heartaches that they may have come across in their lives are heartaches that you are experiencing as well, because there's a lesson there for you that your ancestors didn't complete. And now from the sins of our mothers and fathers, we are on assignment to get our understanding of it so that we don't only heal us, but we heal them so they can rise in power and rest in peace.
And that's the ultimate. That was my next question. Like, we in doing, how do we... You know, okay, Auntie LJ, this one is for you because, you know, when calling for the ancestors, because a lot of us don't really get that yet, you know what I'm saying, what you're talking about ultimately is you. But for those who are calling on the ancestors, they are calling certain ancestors who are not who they deem may not be healthy, who they deem may be evil. They don't, they positive patty, so they really do not know how to work with demonic energy, you know what I'm saying?
So then
what would you
guess
say
what?
To that?
When the student is ready, the teacher appears. There is no know-how. You figure it out as you grow in your knowing. There's no know-how. Everybody is dealing with a part of the 360. You might be on 27. Eternal might be on 251. I might be on 314. might be at the zero, just coming into the to the atmosphere of knowing anything. We have to stop saying what we do and don't know, because some shit is in you. You don't learn it. It came with you, motherfucker.
And it ain't until you go through it and get in there that you realize that you even had it.
But it shows you you. This is why you have to know thyself. We looking for teachers external, and the ultimate teacher is eternal, internal. If you don't get these lessons, you will repeat them. You will not pass on condition. Ain't no child left behind. Ain't no conversation with no principals. None of that bullshit. You are going to repeat second grade at 57 if you didn't get second grade when you was in second grade. And it doesn't mean that at 57 you wrong for getting second grade. Because all this time now it reminds you that you thought you had some shit together wrapped up in ego, and ego has really caused you to fail everywhere that you thought you was going beyond second grade. Oh, why is my life so hard? Because you never passed second grade. You're out of sync. You're out of balance. You didn't get it. So all the other things that you want to build upon, seventh and eighth and ninth grade, you're never going to have it in sync with you because you're out of sync with you in second grade. This is why we repeat cycles, because you got to go and get the jewels of you in second grade so that you understand the seven of you. When you watch it, oh, I'm with my friends, I passed on condition. No, you didn't. And this is why you don't understand anything above second grade. This is why it's so hard for you to make it work for you. Y'all know all this time, you know, a couple of years back, people had called and family members were calling, and they said, Mama want to know what you want. She writing her will. And she just asking me to call everybody and find out what is it that y'all want from her. And my response, and it blew everybody who was listening in the background's mind, I said, I just want my grandmother to love me. And my sister said, is that all? You don't want no fur coat. You don't want the rings. You don't want one of the cars. You don't want want nothing. I said, I just want my
grandma,
grandma
that
to
passed.
Love me. Yep. I said, and she can love me conducively, then she's given me the greatest gift that I've waited for all my life. And nobody understood that. Tiki crazy. Something wrong with her. We're trying to figure out what you want so you can get whatever mama got. I said, but y'all money motivated. Y'all like the rain. Waiting from the bone.
Yeah.
See, I don't want her bone marrow because I already got it. Meiosis me told me she made my father bone of her bone and flesh of her flesh. I've already got that.
Yeah.
I'm looking for something that is energy. It has nothing to do with me. And nobody understood that.
Yeah.
But it came to me yesterday. In my life. And I said, wow, all this time I've been waiting for mama to love me. And she's held on until I walked in the room and hugged her and told her I loved her.
Look at that.
And she gave me her last breath.
Her last breath. Oh, my God.
And if that ain't love, then I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God.
Now, mind you, up until now, and see, this is activation on energy. Because we get caught up in emotion, we get caught up with money, and all this stuff is still energy. But it begins guided energy. Don't become the missile to your issues.
Is that your birds in the background, auntie?
Listen, it's been raining, and the birds been chirping since my grandmother left her physical body.
Look at that.
And today I will be going to Lake Lanier with family to celebrate a birthday. My aunt's anniversary was yesterday. I'm finding that around all of these two pivotal important people to me, my uncle, and it ain't been 6 weeks since my uncle transitioned in that same house in that same room.
Wow.
Okay. And Now my grandmother has transitioned. And so it's a lot of stuff. Y'all know last month it was every other day I seemed like I was running up and down the highway.
I was like, it seemed like people you had a lot of death this year alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I'm selfish. I'm going to share something with you. Mm-hmm. I'm selfish than a motherfucker. I love you. I'm selfish. I'm so selfish. I don't want to let you make the decision for you, the transition for you. I'm selfish. And I recognize it now, so my mourning doesn't last so long. Because I'm understanding that it's me that don't want to let them do what's best for them. And it's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a right to transition when they want to, how they want to, how it's ordained for them to, by their thought processing and their physical alignment. Who am I to tell people they can't go? Who am I to hold on to people and want to wake them up? In my energy of, oh, I need you, I need you, I want you, I want you, I need you to do this for me and be here for me. Who am I? You selfish mother trucker. Don't be so selfish. Value what you have and understand that you've always got it because it was energy. And as long as you have memory, you can activate energy and plug it and put it in places and spaces that you deem you need it. Without bothering them in their rest after their long suffering, after their abilities to be free for themselves. Who are we to wake the what's called dead, to summons them even? I need you now. Come to me. Who are you? Fuck is wrong with you that you deem you got that much power to go wake the dead like that when you already got them in you and you can move and create and do everything you need to do with what is them in you that won't bother them with you using them that's you. How dare you? How dare you? That was the conversation I had to have with myself. Because, see, when I was created from these people. We call it ancestors. Even you religious folks waking up Jesus and waking up Buddha and waking up all these folks, Muhammad and all these folks, how dare you? If your connection with these people are so strong, then you already have the energy. Just use you, the you that is them. And allow them to rest with what they are in their way, in their timing. And talk to you, that's your grandmamas and your grandfather and your mamas and your daddy and your aunties and your uncles and your cousins and your babies and your friends. Talk to the you that is the energy of them that they left with you when they left you behind. Their job is done. Your work and your job and you understanding your work and your job. That's on you. They took you as far as they could with what they had. It's time for you to put your big boy drawers on and your little girl panties on and you I'm her and hear me roar and I'm the shit and still stinking. It's time for you to walk in that shit for you. They've done their work. And they left you with a blueprint. Use it from you.
Yes. Some accountability for that ass.
Bitter.
Yeah, I wasn't ready to
bitter,
hear that.
Bitter 24-hour lesson I had to get yesterday. My grandmother left me with something that is more valuable than anything else. She blew her last breath in my ear, which told me I already had it. Just listen to me. Because when you loving you, the things that love you through your love for you, doesn't come from an outside source. Your overflow of your love for you allows them to assist your cup in running over. But you are the original catalyst for filling your cup. And if you become codependent on other people filling your cup, then you are just fragments of you. And you'll never feel love in its wholeness because you never loved you in your wholeness and taught you how to see love for you.
Mm.
Now, does this mean that it's horrible to reach out? No. But in due season, what's for you comes to you. You don't have to summons it. How many people have dreams about their grandmother who died in 1962? You never even met Mama. You listening to other people tell you about Mama. And yet this old lady be in every dream you have, 30-some years old, trying to figure out, I always keep dreaming about this lady. To find out that you didn't have to summons her. She had a message for you. And heaven or hell wasn't going to keep her from bringing it to you. But only until you were ready in your dreams could you understand the energy that she was bringing to you in your dreams. Energy will find you when you're ready. It appeared. It showed
what
up.
Am I? I think I'm 38. And throughout my whole life, I met my granny died when I was 7. She showed up in my dream when I was 38, just about 2 months ago. So I know that one firsthand.
Some of y'all sit back and y'all talk about having people who prayed for you. Thank you. People who prayed for you. People who you sit back and say, you know, I know that I wouldn't have lived in that out of that car accident. You was in that car accident listening to that music, driving, having fun, doing whatever you did. And Uncle showed up. And where everybody else in that car accident was supposed to be dead, even the fire department said, it's a miracle. And they used the jaws of life to peel your ass up out that car and ain't nothing wrong with you. And yet you feel like you got the demon ancestor. You wasn't even thinking about no ancestor when you wrecked out.
Bam. Was already there.
They come for you.
Been there.
They come for you when you're ready. You don't have to summon them. With energy and entities that we don't even understand are our grandmothers. How many of y'all can sit back and see Ishu in your family members today? In yourself today? How many of you can sit back and see Mama Waters flowing in your energy? They told you, they gave you a medical report and said you were supposed to have been dead, and you became the waters for your waters and your waters for your waters. And the report came back and said, I don't know what you did, but it's a miracle. You don't have this mask anymore. You don't have this problem anymore. You're not dealing with this situation no more. Look in the
A lot of that.
In the back. You know, we want to ancestors. We always looking for somebody else to blame some shit on just in case it don't go right for us. We can say it wasn't us. Well, today on this broadcast, I'm snatching off them blinders for you, baby. It's all you. The old you, the new you, the combination of anything that was you from that one black dot. And all you got to do is activate you. You are the ancestor, walking, breathing. Even knowing things that you don't even understand why you know it. You in the kitchen whipping up shit and somebody come by and say, girl, you made Mama biscuits. You don't even know you done made Mama's biscuits. You wasn't born to
listen.
Even know Mama had a special kind of biscuit. Yet you in the
even
kitchen witching and then,
right, how you
then came up with Mama's biscuits. You sitting
nobody
up here talking about you want to go fishing. You want to go fishing. Don't even know you got Pawpaw in you. And Pawpaw sitting there. Pawpaw don't even be fishing. He be asleep on the boat. The fish just jump up in the damn boat. He ain't using no pole. He sleep. Fish just jumping in the boat. And you say, ooh, I'm good at this. I come out here, the fish just be coming. That's Pawpaw in you, boo. Papa would sleep on the boat because we ain't have radios and all that old stuff. He went into deep meditation and was relaxing. He just wanted to do it on the water. And the fish said, you're going to be hungry tonight. So for your due diligence and being in the right place in the right time, when you open your eyes, you're going to think you was fishing because it's going to be fish in the boat to feed your family. You spent time with the universe, so the universe going to spend time with you, not even knowing that you are the walking, breathing, functioning matter that is the universe in physical form. People talking about, I had a praying grandmother. They didn't realize that you've been praying for you before you even knew you. That's why she's your grandmother, because you came through her daughter or her son who needed a wake-up call with new life that was you as a baby that turned their life around, that kept them from going to jail, that kept them from being in the streets, that kept them from drugging and acting a fool. And they don't even know, Lord, I end up with this baby. Where did this baby come from? This baby done changed my life. I had a praying grandmother. Everybody said it was bad that you was pregnant at 14. Didn't know that you got pregnant at 14 because you had become an ocean. You was bringing forth life from the water. You had a praying grandmother, had a praying grandfather. Your grandfather moaned and groaned all the time. You thought he was hurt. He was moaning and groaning because he knew the you that was in him, and he was trying to fix it. And he said, if I can't do nothing with him in my living, then let me do something with him in my leaving. Let a light bulb come on when I leave here to wake up my children, can research who I was and do better and not be bitter. I had a praying grandmother. When you going to start praying? When you going to start talking to yourself, God? Everybody want to blame it on the devil. Blame it on the Arishas. Blame it on grandma. Blame it on mama. Blame it on this. Blame, 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 shame, blame, game. When you going to take your accountability for being what you are? And not knowing how to use it because you won't spend time with you. That's the negative in working with the magi, with the stimulus that is you, with the energy that you allow to be created. You ain't took time to learn you. How dare you want to take time to learn something that is an extension of you? You got to start at the core, baby. Once you get the core, then you can expound so that your ripples are positive. And when they become negative, they ripple so wide that they still become the 360 of everything that is you in one cell that replicates in many cells that give you the energetic forces to recognize you right where you are. You don't need mama and papa because you ain't never lost mama and papa. You are them in a 360. They good, they bad, and they indifferences. And when you figure you out, you'll figure them out. And then you'll be available for when they come calling. And you'll hear them in thunder. You'll see them in lightning. You'll understand the breeze, and you'll appreciate the cool water. You'll dance in the rain, and you'll cry. And it's okay to cry. But you won't be depressed or oppressed in your crying because you'll understand the energy even when you don't understand why you're crying. And you'll understand that you don't cry the same tear twice. Those are the waters of those before you trying to align you with the you today in every tear that is housed in emotion. So there's no right or wrong to any of this. If you allow yourself to just know you in any of this. And that doesn't have to be such a deep level. You can actually start right here and now. Allow you to teach you you. And you'll open the door to legions that have been you before you. Good, bad, right, wrong, within polarity of everything that is you.
Mm. All right, y'all. On that note, we're going to go ahead and end this, bring this to a close, because we just have to marinate on that. Eternal, did you have anything to add before we close?
Yeah, that the speech of what she basically was giving you also was the connection of what I was saying earlier about, you know, how you might not need your father or you might not need your brother, but you need both of them in order to explain yourself. So How did you come from a past? How did you have a present? And what is it that you do in your present becomes a gift in the first place? Like, some of us don't see our gift. So we got to go through other people, see other events, walk through different lifelines, seeing your mother, your father, how do they connect first? And then, of course, now you see why your father is like that. And then you have an older son. So now, I mean, older brother, how do you react to how he see it differently from what you're seeing it as? So it's a point of saying, as what you said earlier, not to take as it just a good or as it just a bad. It's the in-between of the left and the right, what we can capitalize on versus the right and the wrong. You know, we say it's the wrong. However, it could be three wrongs, which is three rings. And these three rings are basically your left. You have to take three lefts to equal one right, or three rights to equal one left. This is why the square, usually in the logic of how we think, from Aries to the triangle and the circle, the triangle being Taurus of the two, that's why we were talking about that, and Gemini being the circle, square, triangle, circle, square being cardinal, triangle being your fixed sign, and your mutable sign is the circle. Now, of course, you say, man, we ain't learning none of that stuff. Okay, well, I'm just saying, you can live in your ignorance all your life, and you'd be wondering how these people are talking from a square point of view, a triangle point of view, a circle point of view. And notice I said point. So when I say point of view, it becomes how did someone come out of the corner? It's a point. A point comes out of the corner. Just like when a person says, why I got to do that? Well, a person now is speaking on a point still. It's just an inverted triangle. When you look at the letter Y itself, it looks like an actual pyramid. It's just not built with the outside part to it. This is why we can see.
It doesn't have the wall.
This is how we can see law backwards. Law is wall. So when you know law, you know that the law is land, air, and water. And what you see in between that is your consistency. Like, is it consistent or is it inconsistent? Now, if I jumped off of the roof, am I expected to fly? Now, either consistent or inconsistent. Then it's either consistent or inconsistent. And then there's the consistency of how I keep it on a continuum. How do I have this cycle of me keep falling off the cliff and I don't know, grab a parachute? You start to see these things, these patterns that we're speaking on, just like from my father, my brother, and myself. So now I can see, oh, this is the difference of me. Like, all of them wear glasses and I don't. You know, certain things like that. What is the pattern that you start to see in itself? So now you say, is it a cycle or is it cyclic? Because I don't have to be in the cycle. I don't have to wear the glasses. I just got to eat right. You know, I got to work out more. You know, so you start to see what we call it, dysfunction, right? Neglect and abuse. These three factors make a major thing of how you change your outlook on your inlook, because you've been inlooking on a lot of things. Right. And so now how you outlook it is by growing in it first, because you was already doing that in the first. You just didn't know. Most people say, I'm grown, but you didn't grow yet. You got to grow into yourself first. So now growing into yourself, and you know how parents do. They give you these clothes, and they're like, Mom, that'll fit me 2 years from now. And so now you grow out of your clothes. So basically you're growing into yourself, and now it's a process of how it was growing through you. So now you grow through
you're
it, shedding. Right? And then you grow up. You grow up, and now you got to grow out of it. So these are the four stages that we start to see what growing is about. It's a G with row. So whenever you see a G force, that's a seven anyway. And your rainbow is your row. So when you're rowing yourself into energy,
Your energy is an innate energy inside yourself. You have to find your seven chakras. You have to find your root to yourself, your scared, sacred self, you know, from your root to your sacred. Well, you didn't learn about your mom and your dad. Now you're scared of it because it's you now going through it. And now here comes your solar plexus. Are you strong enough to deal with it, or you still feel cowardly? So now that's in your solar energy. So now am I actually going to be able to handle it through my feelings, my emotion when someone says, man, you a yellow belly. You've been doing this belly. Now, are you all green? They say you all green. I mean, like, you just learned stuff. So now, is it the earth that you're learning, material, matter, your heart, your feelings? That's your heart chakra. So now they say, oh, here he is. He think he's big and bad. He think he's the only one. So now is what your metabolism end up kicking in on communication. How are you individualized through your throat chakra? How do you speak where it's not just you you're speaking about? You're speaking about a collective. Once you start to speak to the collective, you're now in your third eye, first eye chakra. When we look at that from the eyebrow, your eyebrow, how your eyebrows go up, how your eyebrows go down. When you're looking at the sun, is his eyebrows going down or up? If you're talking to somebody and you just had a conversation, your eyebrows go up, go down. You're going to start to analyze yourself more than you need to analyze the other people. Now, if you start analyzing other people, you're already doing the opposition of what we should be learning about ourselves. You're here to observe first. Then whatever you observe, right, you can either teach it because you was a pupil or you're a pupil. Now you're being a teacher. So these are the three. It's going to always be Trinity. You're going to have your crown chakra to say, ooh, now you need time to lay down because you need some metabolism energy. So now, how do you rejuvenate your energy? How do you say, you know what? We've been communicating all day on your throat chakra. It's time that you stop talking. Time that you just go ahead and lay down, relax, or watch something and don't say nothing and just observe it. That's how you start to know your stages of yourself. Better at your stages when you see the X in PERT, expert. When the X become a chromosome, it's not just a chromosome. It's also the connection of X marks the spot. You're on the map. There you are. You're here. So this is where nowhere and now here is all about. You got to know what you're here, how you hear yourself. You hear yourself, but do you hear yourself? Do you use the advanced, the enhanced energy, right, and the air of it's balancing yourself through what we're doing right now with the radio, enhancing the radio. We're enhancing our radio bands. We got everybody has radio bands in their body. That's why they go to the church and say, you know, I'm going to go to church because I want to get that communion energy. That's really why you're going there in the first place. In a commune and union energy. So when you go in there, it's a radio astrology band. It's coming from the, plugged in. As soon as you walk in that temple, because that's basically what it is, you're seeing symbols, the square, the triangle, and the circle, all up there on your church symbol. It's called Masons for a reason. So now you walk in there, and look, ain't nothing been out here since the, 1600s, and everything that's been touched from 16 up to 17, going a little bit early to the 1800s, was Masonic. So if anything, you walked in, it says established since 1817, blah, 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 you walking right on in there. And so now you got square, triangle, circle. You walking in there, you feeling kind of shape, but you don't know what that shape is, and now you feeling out of shape, or you getting more inner to the inner shape of it. That's why shaping yourself, ship-shaping concepts, exercising, you're sizing yourself, exercising yourself. Look at these words. They're in your face. They're in my face, too. I just happen to look at it a little longer. And then not just to individualize myself so that I can actually give it to you and help you also get your own little codex. Because we codex things. We don't just look at it and be like, oh, that's a square, and then just walk away from it. You know, you'd be like, oh, that's a square. I could put this in there. Or that's a square. What happened if I add this and then I put a triangle? We became those masons, the ma and the sun. They became mountain builders. We became mountain builders. We became the Olmecs, the Toltecs, the Aztecs. They call them the Mayans. We already know all this stuff. But now, how do you know it? You have to go research this type of stuff. You got to sit down long enough and not only research it outside, you got to research it in. Somebody might look at you like, yo, you look like you're an Olmec head. Olmec head, what is that? You look it up. You see your nose, your eyes, your lips, your ears, your head shape under the ground. Who put that there? You didn't put that there, or maybe you did. Maybe you just didn't know how far back your melanin goes.
And that's the point of that. It's time for me to start getting better at myself, knowing what kind of expertise I got of myself. Because, you know, when somebody walks in a room and they start asking you questions, guess what happened? You became the expert. You just didn't know it yet. You just didn't know it yet. So now, are you prepared to do the expert thing? Or are you just going to be like, no, I'm an observer. Go over there. He's the expert over there. Or she's the expert over there. Matter of fact, I'm just a pupil. I'm still learning some things. I'm humbling myself. Thank you for coming up to me like that. Oh, I still ain't got it all together. Or you might be that Jagna. You might be the one to say, you know what? I do know that because I've been sitting here long enough, and I did learn that. So I'm going to at least give you this. And whatever I don't know, go to that man over there or that woman over there. This is how we start to become proof to our root. You know, you got fruits. You got vegetables. We got stems. We got branches. We got trees. We got trunks. Where all of it come from? We are that part, that essence that gives us this now knowing status, this now knowing status that we call from the Akashic Records. You now have that ability. And we've been had it since, what, 2011, where the 11.83 frequency changed. We in tune with different frequencies. We like frequencies. Look at it from the child. You hear the binaural sound near that child. The child be like, ooh, I like this. And your child, you were just saying, was acting up just a minute ago. But look at how this child reacting to the binary frequency. So now your child don't act up like you think. It's just because we've been in the off balance, and we need to find our balance back. Once we find it back, it calms us down, like how the baby said, coo. You're like, why the baby make coo sound? Because they're in a relaxed state. Their mind, their nervous system isn't all whacked up by the TV set, the blue light that's coming off of it, like the sun. It got more radiation than the sun do. And what do us on the average now say? Oh, that baby crying. Here, take this phone. And now the baby quiet. Why are you saying the baby quiet? You just gave the baby radiation. You just gave the baby more power than the sun has right now. And you think that that's going to be the solution when they get older? You just gave your baby cancer. So now is the idea, how do we switch those things? How do we bring the baby back into the world we're already in? How do we not say that we don't know ourselves as these astral travelers because we get in the car and we put the seatbelt on, we travel on air, and we still on ground? Are we on ground or are we on air? That's the rubber that's only actually keeping us there. So is it the weight that's holding the car down? Because when you travel and you hit something, all that speed still has to come out of there. It might go right to your body. So now you have to know that you're a part of what we know as technology being in reverse. Until we don't know that, we're going to have this what we call suffering and the images of these things. Like my uncle, he passed away 2 days ago, but I know he sat in that seat feeling tired, feeling stressed. Feeling like, well, this is my time. This is my moment. I guess I'm going to do it by myself. Ain't nobody here with me. Yet in meditation, you've been always, as the brother said, you've been always doing this alone. Now, imagine you could do it with other people while you're alone. Man, you're about to have some world change right there overnight. All you need is 10% of the earth to change. All we need is 10% of the earth to do that. 10%. That ain't much. So that means we are definitely world changers. We just got to know how do we adapt to it. Don't just go to work, get off, go to work, get off, go to work, get off. Do some meditation for yourself. Do, you got your mental and your physical. That's what it sounds like. You went to work, you got off. But now when you get off, what do you do in between that? For my uncle to pass away like that, I would just be like, man, I just one day would have kind of went over there and just soundbowled him up right quick. He would have been like, whoa, what's that? I've been here all my years, taking pictures, cameras, and everything, and I never had that happen to me. And so I know I missed something while he was around. And now, since, like I said, from the father to the brother to you, what is it that you know that you can help them? Because you're here for a reason. It's not just to be around. It's not just to soak up their energy. It's to be more in your resources and how to help when you get those resources.
And in getting those resources, allow those resources to teach you how to use them effectively. That's the downtime. That's the silence. A lot of us got microphones, and a lot of us got things that we want to help teach people. And then we get frustrated when we find out that we've taught people things that we never activated for ourselves. And in that, we begin to create cycles. And it's like, dang, I told Dominique about this, and Dominique taking off. Dominique was ready for the lesson. Dominique said in it when I told him about it. Dominique didn't just start, oh, I got this. Okay, you told me, now let me go. And we really are creating our own spiraling effects where we feel like we're out of control because we won't marinate in the information that is new to us. And then we say, oh, let me call the ancestors because they old and they was here and they did it. And so I'm going to use my ancestors to get it. And then we be let down when the ancestors say, uh-uh, I'm not coming. I'm not going to answer that call because this is your lesson. I gave you the gift. I gave you the energy. Use it. And the only way you're going to learn how to use it is to activate it for yourself. Otherwise, you're sharing misguided information. And you find out that you're the one hurting who you say you love and wanting to help them figure out what you yourself didn't take time to figure out. So that's where we get the narratives and the negativities and the I'ma do it my ways and things of that nature. You do it your way. But don't be complaining about the bumps and the bruises that you get along your way. And remember that you are responsible and accountable for everything that you share outside of what you know, even what you didn't allow yourself time to know for yourself. So if I make a cake and I snatch that cake out the oven, and I give them people this cake, and they, oh, this is, it tastes good, but it's mushy. How I'm mad. What? Well, shit, if you wanted some cake and wanted it all like that, you should have made the cake yourself. No, I should have waited and activated how long it was going to take to make the cake so that it would be pleasant to the palate of those that I was feeding. That's love. Giving people mushy food and expecting them to give you homage and honor about some bullshit you put on their plate, that's not going to work well for the individual who didn't take time to bake the cake. So we have to understand us in it. Create the bullshit that we be talking about we don't want to deal with. And in that, that's us dealing with these narratives or negative energies and entities that we be talking about, be careful about. When you don't have to be careful with the energy of them, you have to introduce yourself to the energy of them that's you. And then everybody enjoys what you're giving up. And it's respected and it's appreciated. And the teacher shows up where the student is ready to process, not just mixing the recipe together, but the timing that it takes to leave it alone in the fire so that when you go and relieve it from the heat and allow it to cool, then you can put sweet on it and it is scrumptious to the palate. And now the reaction that you wanted to get from your action is this was delicious. Thank you for the love that you put in this cake and the time and the energy, because now I can appreciate. Now I want to sit under your feet and sit by your side and learn the recipe for myself and understand that creating all of these different elements and flavors and components came together for something that was not only sweet to my palate, but nourishing to my body in a way that it was conducive for my growth and my healing and my availability to appreciate somebody doing it before me so that I could learn it for myself. And it was just a simple cake. And love was the ingredient that allowed it to go through every component and every element. Whole house. I'm hungry. When that cake gonna be ready? I'm ready to eat. I'm ready to eat. I'm ready to eat. And you say, I can't pull it out right now. It's still in its processing stage. We have to let it cook and sit in the fire so that when we release it and allow it to cool from the heat and solidify itself in wholeness, then it is ready for you to eat. This is the same regimen for information that we receive throughout our lives. Don't give off misguided information. Give off information that you've marinated in. You've been in the fire with it. You've caught the breeze and cooled down from it. Now you know how to teach it. Accountable and responsible way, so that the students that are coming behind you, as we are coming behind the ancestors, are ready to create from it. Those are the gifts. There's no right or wrong, but there's some ass whippings behind that L and that 7. And if you allow yourself to create a box, you'll get stuck in it. And you are the circle. If you allow yourself to find the middle and examine your radius and expand, because in your expansion of the L and the 7, you now remove the walls. And so they are now pyramids that are on the sides of your expansion, which is your circle. So now you see those pyramids, the circle and the square, and it's conducive for all who's ready to process. There's no ancestors. There's no good ancestors. We're all the 360. If you rub us wrong, you get different levels of our us. And some of us are still introducing even those levels to ourselves. So you are the good and the bad ancestors. Introduce yourself to yourself. This is love, the fifth element.
All right, y'all. All right, so this has been a wonderful broadcast, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shout out to the energy. Definitely appreciate that, y'all. So we're gonna just gonna end there and let it marinate. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Join us tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to be introducing a series, Bobby Hammett, Self-Hate. The Theology of Self-Hate is going to be tomorrow in the classroom, guys. So join us at the same time for that. All right, Auntie, did you have anything else to add to your wrap-up?
Condolences to Eternal. Your family member, I think you said your uncle, and my grandmother both transitioned. Condolences to Delvin's family. Today they will be laying down the final remains of his auntie. Shout out to those who are free from the cell body. I honor you today. It's not easy when you're learning how to let people go and you're recognizing your own selfish ways. And you know, all of this, as we always say here at EAR, life is a school. You know, Jesus coined that little phrase. As you say, it's all a school. We only been here 5 minutes ago. Yada, yada, yada. But I just, at this place and space that I am in my now, for those of you who are learning or think that you're learning, take some time with yourself. Sit in your shit. Sit in it. Smell it. What's stinking is stinking, and what's baking is baking. It's all your shit. You don't need anything external. Everything external, you are tools. And you are the greatest tool that you're ever going to have this journey. But you must learn you as a tool to be able to utilize and activate the other tools that are around you. can't have a toolbox full of tools and I got a nail and I'm trying to use a screwdriver. That's not going to work out real well for me. But I've got a hammer. And instead of using the hammer to hit other people who building their stuff up with me, I can use my hammer to drill my nail, to build the community spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, when I learn what the tools are made for. We are tools. Learn yourself. Know why you're here and what you're here made for. And then marinate and allow yourself to teach yourself. Because most of us ain't good at listening to other teachers anyway. We're the greatest teacher to ourselves. You keep telling yourself. You keep telling yourself. You keep telling yourself how to do it for you. Peace, love, and light, even from our darkness. Ashe.
Ashe. All right, Eternal.
The greatest teacher. The greatest teacher on the planet. Honor, sister. Give us thanks that even for what she spoke on, the condolences, some of us have a lot of levels to this life now that's changed, transitioned to the betterment, actually, because in the physical plane, some of us have been suffering so much that it's due time, you know. But God willing is calling us to go back to the spiritual realm and become another essence back on the planet. Depends on the levels of maturity of what we had here when we were here. Then we know the experiences will be even greater when we go. Now, of course, if we look at the master has to become a pupil. The master has to become this teacher. The master has to become, yes, I respect. The master has to become the observer. Now, of course, it said the busiest person in the world becomes a master at being busy. So if you're a master at anything, master it. Master it as much as you can. Then once you mastered it, go and master something else. Don't stay in that one realm and say, oh, I'm good at Monopoly. Somebody might bring a bingo game by and you're like, I don't know how to play that game. Let's just play Monopoly. No, that's not going to work. Not everybody plays Monopoly. So being able to be a mastery will be at one point learning how to be an observer first. You have to observe what you're seeing. And then, of course, as you're observing, what is it that you're observing? Are you observing the pupil or the student? I mean, or the teacher? Now, if you're observing the teacher, are you observing the teacher also being a pupil? Because as a pupil is also the teacher, they're teaching themselves. So now it's about the experience of, like Sister said, there's not a lot, as LJ said, there's not a lot of people that know how to teach what they learn. They might be showing it the ill-mannered way to give it out. So now it's because they learned the experience does not mean they know how to execute it back out. So now it's the point of, what is it between the Trinity are we really in tune with? Can we see a frog jumping across to the other side without running over the frog? It's a part of the environment just like you are. So now it's the point of saying, how do I know truth when you are it? You've been it. So now how do you observe what's there? And as most people say, hitting in plain sight when they've been there all along. Your mind has to be open. So now how do you open yourself? Well, start mastering that. Most of the things that we do have been closed-minded, closed ear, closed eye, closed nose, closed mouth. And as they say, if a mouth is closed, it doesn't get fed. So what are you feeding yourself? And if you are feeding yourself, is it good? Is it healthy? Is it unhealthy? You're just saying it's good for you or it looks good. This is what we must run into. See your tune as your tone, as you attune yourself. Ashe, ashe, ooh, respect.
I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
Come
on with the element.
I am the element. One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element. Becoming one with the element.
I was sent to assist you. There ain't nothing we can't get through. All the elements are inside you. All of this here to guide you. I've been trying to keep it solid, grounded to the core. Tell me that I got it, I'm just being honest. That is all I want. Honesty and understanding is a no to take. If we build on this, how could we break? Jump into the lake, purify your body. I just wanna help, don't wanna hurt nobody. This is for your benefit, I dare you try me. I've been talking, but are you awake? If you can't hear me, then you stupid thing. We all got demons that we got to shake. We all got the power to clean our slate.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
Come on with the element. I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
I swear this heaven on earth. Your bad energy is a curse. Living life without knowing our words. Finding myself daily always on surge. Cleansing out all my chakras. The true power lives inside of us. On a mission, got no time to fuss. Law of attraction, don't deal with luck. Pure vibrations combine with us. You want the drama, but we want the love. That can't keep us down, cause we so far above. The cosmos, my makeup, we are the creators. We've been here for ages, just reincarnated. Adjusting my thoughts, now I'm feeling connected. You do for yourself, and they calling you selfish. I am that I am, become one with these elements.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
Come on with the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
I am the
becoming
element.
One with the element.
I'm just trying to spread the light, dropping knowledge on sight, can't stop the truth. Earth, wind, fire, water, yeah, you feel the elements, time to get in. I'm one with the sun all day, at night time I'm one with the moon. Tapping in with all these frequencies, mind going up like I belong. I think it's time to go within now, cause this ain't the first time we've been around. Can you hear the sound? Please, no interference. Dropping knowledge nowhere near finished. Feet grounding while I'm levitating. This is healing music, yeah, we medicating. Meditating, elevating, never waiting. Mother Nature got me out here celebrating good.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
Become one with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
Become one with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
Become one with the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
I am the
becoming
element.
One with the element.
One with the element.